What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Gridiron Podcast. Welcome to the first episode of season two. It was a great season one. We are here with season two, going over the NFL draft. And like always, if you guys enjoy this type of content, make sure to like and subscribe and follow us on all of our other pages, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, you name it, we're on it. So let's get right into this. Now, we did our mock draft last episode, and there were some surprises going into this draft. I think one of them to name is Shedeur Sanders falling all the way to day three. But as you guys can see, we have the draft up with the first overall pick. It was Cam Ward to Tennessee. I think that was pretty obvious. I tried throwing you guys a curveball last week saying, oh, it might be somebody else. But we all knew it was going to be Cam Ward.
Yeah, to be honest, there's not much to talk about here. Tennessee needs a quarterback. Cam Ward was the best of the two between him and Sanders. So this was really just a no-brainer. So there's not much to discuss here. We'll see how Cam Ward does with Tennessee and honestly what Tennessee does now with Will Levis and Cam Ward.
Yeah, and the second overall pick was traded to Jacksonville, and they picked up Travis Hunter. We had Travis Hunter going second overall, whether it was Cleveland or if it was Jacksonville, but it ended up being Jacksonville.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to touch on this because I was surprised personally that the Jaguars traded up and not down. I knew that they would move out of the five spot. I did not see them reaching for Travis Hunter, especially with giving up their first round, second round, fourth round of this year's draft, and then also their first round of next year. So I know Travis Hunter is a talented player. We'll see what they do with him on both sides of the ball. I think he'll be a star, but I just want to see if those draft picks might come back to bite Jacksonville.
I think it will, because truly, I mean, Travis Hunter, yes, he's a talented player, can play both sides of the ball, and Cleveland need a wide receiver and a corner. He can play both. So we'll have to see how he does in the NFL. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. So we'll have to see how he turns out.
You know, I wanted to quickly bring this up because I saw this post. The Cleveland Browns have had opportunities before to pick up generational talent. Travis Hunter, by far, is a generational talent. So I don't know what year it was, but it was a year that Julio Jones was in the draft. And the Browns had a chance to draft him, but instead they traded back. And that's how the Falcons got him. So, again, they do the same thing. And in the time span, I think, of when Julio Jones was on the Falcons, the Browns have had nobody that they drafted after that draft that was a Pro Bowler. So I want to see, you know, we'll get into the Browns selection later on, but I want to see if this decision will come back and bite them too.
I think it will.
I think it will. Yeah. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. So the next pick was Abdul. So the next pick, Abdul Carter to the New York Giants out of Penn State. We saw this coming. They needed an edge rusher. Abdul Carter fits that. He was the best edge rusher going into this draft. I think it will really beef up their defensive line. Obviously, they have Dexter Lawrence as well. And then the guy that I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. So
yeah,
it really adds more beef to the defensive line that the Giants desperately need. Now, do we think within the next 4 or 5 years, we'll say that, 4 or 5 years, Abdul Carter could turn this franchise around?
I personally like what the Giants have going on. It's just about if they're able to retain some of these players and also find a quarterback, which obviously we'll get into later too. So this was a good pick by the Giants. BPA, best player available, picking up Abdul Carter. I think he'll be an absolute star on this Giants defense.
Yeah, the next pick is for the New England Patriots. They picked up Will Campbell, the offensive tackle out of LSU. I think this was a great pick. They needed a offensive tackle. I know we also talked about potentially Ashton Jeanty coming here. I think that's what we had in our mock draft. But having Will Campbell go there to have that offensive line be more beefed up, kind of like with Abdul Carter on the defensive line, to protect Drake May, I feel like that's a great pick, and they can really develop him in the system that they have.
Yeah, I mean, it's just simply a Patriots pick. I mean, I knew that they would go offensive tackle. I know you and I were kind of discussing what other positions could they go in the first round and maybe go Jeanty, but it's just a Mike Vrabel pick over there. Like you said, you have a second-year quarterback. You've got to protect him. So Will Campbell was definitely the right pick here for them.
The fifth overall pick was to Cleveland after they traded down. And it was Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan. This defensive line is becoming scary for Cleveland. Obviously, you have Myles Garrett, and now you add a solid, solid, solid defensive tackle in Mason Graham. And obviously, I saw him when he was playing at Michigan, and we kind of touched on it a little bit in the mock draft. This guy is very solid. He is quick. He's fast. He's big. So I feel like this is a great pick for Cleveland. Obviously, we touched on when we were talking about Travis Hunter, them trading down away from getting a generational talent. This pick for getting Mason Graham, I think, kind of boosts it a little bit. Now, if they went and got any other player, I think it would have been pretty bad for them. But I think Mason Graham kind of fits that scheme.
Yeah, I think Mason Graham will be a good pick for Cleveland. I just think that Cleveland has way too many other needs in order to, you know, be a competitor this year. Now, Mason Graham, I do like him on this Cleveland defense. Cleveland is known usually for their defensive lines. But we'll see how Mason Graham does paired up with Myles Garrett. I mean, the kid has an opportunity to learn a lot and, like you said, become a star. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, we'll have to see if the Travis Hunter trade will come back and bite them. So we'll see.
The next pick was for the Las Vegas Raiders, and it was Ashton Jeanty out of Boise State. This is a great pick for Vegas. We were talking about them needing something on the offense, right? Whether it was wide receiver, offensive lineman, tight end, not really tight end, but really anything on the offensive side of the ball. And they go and get Ashton Jeanty, who, in my opinion, should have won the Heisman this past year over Travis Hunter. But Ashton Jeanty, kind of a Jahmyr Gibbs-esque talent. Obviously, they both stand straight up when they're waiting for the snap to go. And Ashton Jeanty, over 2,000 rushing yards this past season for Boise State. Heisman Trophy runner-up. I feel like this is a great pick for Vegas, and it shows that they're really working on that offensive side of the ball after drafting back-to-back years tight ends in Brock Bowers and Michael Mayer. Now going for the running back, they are really solidifying that offense, and they need to. They really needed to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for this pick because Jeanty will start right away, no doubt in my mind, because I looked at the Raiders running backs, and it's Alexander Mattison and Zamir White. I mean, they don't have any run game whatsoever. So to be able to help Geno Smith, to be able to help the offense, you know, get going with the run game is going to be critical. So I'm excited to see Genty, you know, if he really lives up to the hype. I'm sure he's a good running back, obviously, from college, but transitioning to the NFL is a different level. So I'm definitely excited to see him on the Raiders and hopefully get this Raiders offense a little more exciting.
Next pick was the 7th overall pick for the New York Jets, and it was Armand Membu, offensive tackle from Mizzou. This is straight up a Aaron Glenn offensive pick. Aaron Glenn likes those tough guys that are going to put their body on the line, and this is Armand Membu. Now, going into this year's draft, Membu was not really high up on mock drafts. He was kind of like just in the top 10, just out of the top 10. But he goes to the 7th overall pick. And I feel like this is a great pick for New York. It really helps them solidify kind of like that hard-hitting type of mentality, kind of like how Detroit has with the grit. So I feel like this really speaks to Aaron Glenn, and it is a really good pick for New York. I'm excited to see what he does in the NFL.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. I mean, I did see the Jets take an offensive tackle. So once Campbell went, it was basically, in my opinion, Membu next. So I kind of saw this pick coming, and yeah, it's a good pick for them.
The next pick was the 8th overall pick for the Carolina Panthers with Teteroya McMillan. Now, going wide receiver was not something I fully expected Carolina to do. I know we were talking about like offensive linemen, defensive linemen, maybe even a linebacker. But going a wide receiver and a tall wide receiver at that, I was seeing some memes being like, these tall wide receivers that we're drafting are the only ones that Bryce Young can even see over anybody. So we'll have to see how that turns out. But McMillan, definitely a great wide receiver out of Arizona. And I'm excited to see what he does. He's a tall, fast, quick, great hands. He has strong hands. And I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, I was very surprised by this pick. I thought 100% Carolina was going defense. I mean, just the amount of needs they need on that defense, you know, I thought there was no doubt. So going wide receiver here, I'm excited, too, to see how McMillan is on this Panthers offense. Obviously, they need receivers, too, but I just thought they had so many gaps on the defense. It was definitely going to be a defensive player, but they surprised me and took a receiver here. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see Bryce Young. Hopefully he gets another shot this year to prove himself and, you know, have a better year to, you know, not lose a starting job soon. So, I mean, with McMillan, hopefully they can do that. And Thielen, hopefully they give him somebody else to help him. So, yeah, I was very surprised by this pick.
Yeah. Next one was the 9th overall pick for the New Orleans Saints, picking Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle for Texas. Now, going into this draft, we knew it was not a quarterback-heavy draft. We knew it was a heavy draft in offensive linemen and defensive linemen. And Kelvin Banks going to New Orleans, I was surprised with this a little bit. I was kind of thinking more that they would go with an edge rusher, but I definitely feel like this is a solid pick for them. Kelvin Banks coming out of Texas, he was solid his past year, not allowing really any sacks. I think he only allowed like 4 or 5 sacks all year. And he comes in to a system that was struggling. Definitely the offensive line was struggling last year. They had a lot of injuries on the offensive side. So picking up Kelvin Banks, he is also a guy that doesn't get injured a lot. So I feel like that's a solid pick for the Saints, but obviously we'll have to see how he transitions into the NFL. As you stated earlier in this episode, college game and the NFL are completely different things. the transition can be hard for some players, easy for some players. We'll have to see how Kelvin Banks shows out in his rookie season.
Yeah, I think that this speaks volume to the Saints having belief that Derek Carr will be back this year, obviously with his injury, but also too that Shedeur Sanders just may not be that good, apparently, because I thought if Shedeur was that good, there's no way they're passing up on him. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously speaking volume to later in the rounds, which, you know, unfortunately won't cover, but taking the quarterback from Louisville, Tyler Shuck, at 26 years old over Shedeur, I mean, it just speaks volume. I don't know what the issue is with Shedeur exactly, but, you know, maybe it's his dad, the baggage that comes with him, which I can completely understand from an mm-hmm. NFL perspective. But some of these picks speak volume, and to me, this was one of them.
Now, kind of to touch on Shedeur, I did see an interview that Deion Sanders did, and he did say, I have teams on my list that I don't want my son to play for.
Yeah.
So I feel like, kind of to touch on that, I do feel like maybe his dad has something to do with him getting drafted day three.
Yeah.
I feel like he really wasn't even like a top three quarterback last year for Colorado. So,
I mean, sorry to cut you off. I was going to say, if you know, you're going on interviews, anybody, you know, related to you and even you as a, you know, the player themselves and coming into the NFL and telling these teams that I'm only going to play for certain teams, mm-hmm. nobody's going to want you because you just look arrogant and quite frankly, you know, very stupid. You know, you're coming into the NFL with an opportunity to, you know, make a life-changing career and it's just, it's unbelievable that these guys in the college, you know, world think that they can come to the NFL and dictate who they play for. I understand, you know, some situations aren't great, like the Browns, Titans right now, maybe, but it's part of the NFL. You know, if you're a great player, you're going to be drafted first, your first round draft pick. So that should be the, you know, that should be the,
end all be all.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't get it. I really don't.
And I know we talked about not talking about this pick, but I mean, even taking like Dylan Gabriel over him.
Yeah, right.
So, but I did see something as well where he did not work out during the Senior Bowl. He did not work out during the NFL Combine. So you're showing these teams that you don't really have the work ethic to be their franchise quarterback. And that is going to turn into you going into Cleveland, where you now have the most odd quarterback room there is.
Yeah.
So going on to the next pick. Now, this one definitely surprised me for who it was and who it wasn't. But the Chicago Bears take Colston Loveland, the tight end from Michigan. Now, I was seeing that this was a Ben Johnson pick. This was 100% influenced by Ben Johnson. And you even saw the phone call where he's like, I know what I'm getting out of you. Now, you and I discussed this during the mock draft, but we 100% thought it was going to be Tyler Warren over Colston Loveland. So interesting to see that Colston Loveland goes 10th overall to Chicago and another tight end going in the first round in the NFC North.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, after doing some further research, I'm not really surprised that this kid went. As you said, Ben Johnson definitely had a say in picking this kid because this kid's only 21 years old and he studied Sam Laporta and some other big name tight ends. So Ben Johnson's definitely gonna have a lot of fun with this kid, scheming some things up for him. You know, he's a big kid, and honestly, you know, a lot of people say that he hasn't hit his ceiling yet. And honestly, other things too, is he does a lot of things better than Tyler Warren. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised after doing further research, but at the time I was definitely surprised.
I definitely feel like he is a better route runner than Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren's more of like the blocking tight end compared to Colston Loveland. And I had to be on the other side of things of Colston Loveland being a Michigan State fan. So Now he's going to Chicago, so I have even more reason to hate him. Thank you. Thank you, Chicago. But, I mean, he's at Colston Loveland. He is a solid tight end, definitely studied Sam Laporta, studied all these guys, has been able to implement what these players have done into his game. Now, the next pick is the 11th overall pick, Mikal Williams, edge rusher for Georgia, going to San Francisco. That's a great pick. That is a great pick.
Yeah, I'm not too surprised about it. I knew San Francisco definitely going defense here, needed to beef up that side of the ball, especially after losing a lot in free agency. But, yeah, I'm not too surprised with that pick.
Yeah, the next one is Tyler Booker, guard for Alabama, going to Dallas. And another offensive lineman by the name of Tyler going to Dallas. And I saw a thing where Jerry Jones is only picking these guys because he doesn't want to remember more names than just one. So good job, Dallas.
Yeah, I thought they would go receiver here, but after obviously losing Tyrone Smith, I kind of knew that this was going to be their pick. So not a whole lot there, just a Cowboy pick, fixing up that offensive line.
Yeah, the next one is the 13th overall pick for Miami, Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle out of Michigan. I saw this coming. When I saw that he was available, I saw this coming. I knew that Miami needed to beef up that defensive line. I originally thought 100% offensive lineman to protect Tua, but knowing how this draft was going, I kind of figured that they were going to go defensive tackle.
Interesting. I thought they were going to go corner. I didn't see this pick coming, actually, but I can definitely understand it. And, yeah, I thought they would go corner, but after understanding why, you know, Will Johnson, for instance, didn't go. But, yeah, I was very surprised by this pick, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. I know Miami definitely needs some pass rush, so.
Now, a player that we have touched on already, Tyler Warren, yeah. Tight end, Penn State, going to Indiana. I think that's a great pick. They needed a tight end. We even had him in this spot in the mock draft.
Yeah.
The 15th overall pick, Atlanta Falcons take Jalon Walker, edge rusher for Georgia. We need Falcons. To say more.
The Falcons did something. I mean, I just want to touch on them because I know we'll touch on them twice, but they want to get this position right. I mean, they came in, obviously, we'll get later into it. They came in the draft twice, took two linebackers, one edge, but it's just funny to me. They gave up a lot for these guys. So hopefully they do work out because holy moly.
Now, the next one is Arizona taking Walter Nolan, defensive tackle out of Ole Miss. Yeah, we kind of figured that this was going to happen.
Yeah, just helping Josh Sweat on the other side. As soon as this guy was still available, I knew that the Cardinals would be taking him. So it's a solid pick for the Cardinals, building up that defense. I like the pick for them.
Now, the next pick, I'm going to kind of touch on a little bit. Cincinnati Bengals, Hendrickson, play the same side of the ball. Do we see this pick leading to Trey Hendrickson leaving Cincinnati?
It's going to be tough for Cincinnati to keep him. I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily an indication he's gone. I do like Shamar Stewart, though, on the Bengals. They definitely do need to help that defensive line, the defense in general. So I do like the pick, but I don't know if it's a clear indication that Trey's gone.
Okay. The next pick is Seattle taking Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State. He was the sleeper in our mock draft where we had him very late. And just beefing off that offensive line to protect Sam Darnold. So that's a great pick. The next one is the Tampa Bay Bucks taking Emeka Igbuka, wide receiver out of Ohio State. They are just wanting to build the best wide receiver room, apparently. They have Mike Evans, they have Chris Godwin, and now they have Emeka. So this is going to be a good wide receiver room for Tampa.
Yeah, I thought Tampa was going to go defense here. I thought they would take a corner, if not an edge. I know they have so many gaps on that defense already. But, you know, Mike Evans, I know he's still putting up numbers, but he's coming to, you know, that old veteran age. Chris Godwin, the same thing. He's injured a bit. So I guess they're building up that offense and continuing to try and, put up points. So I can understand this pick, but at first I thought they would totally go defense.
The next pick is the Denver Broncos taking Jedaiah Barron, corner out of Texas. We both saw him going earlier in this draft.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we both said that Denver was going to take an offensive player, whether running it's a back, running back or 100%. Wide receiver. Yeah. But taking a corner, I do find that pretty surprising. Obviously, yeah, they have Sutton, but we will have to see where this pick kind of lines up. But we both saw him going earlier in the draft, and he falls to number 20.
So he's going to be on the other side of Patrick Surtain. I think that this is honestly a good move, obviously, for the defensive side of the ball. But the Broncos just don't have a running game. I know they drafted a running back later in the draft, but I definitely saw them taking a running back. They got to get that run game going because they don't have running backs, just like the Raiders before Genty. It's like you got to help out Bo Nix, a quarterback, rookie quarterback going into his second year now. So you've got to help him out, but I guess we'll see what they do with the run game. But I don't mind the pick. For them, it's good on their defense because I know their Broncos are really known for their defense. So
the next pick was Pittsburgh taking Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon. We both saw this.
Yeah. I mean, if Shador didn't get drafted by the Saints, I thought the Steelers would probably take him here. But just again, something wasn't in the coffee for Shador. So
now let me ask you this. With Pittsburgh not taking a single quarterback throughout this draft.
Yeah.
I know we touched on Aaron Rodgers still not being signed.
They actually took Will Howard in the sixth from Ohio State, but nonetheless.
So, and I don't think with Will Howard being a sixth round pick, he's going to be starting day one.
Yeah.
And they lost both of their quarterbacks this past year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Do we see Aaron Rodgers signing to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think that this is a clear indication that Aaron Rodgers is linked to the Steelers one way or another, because Mike Tomlin did say he's comfortable with Mason Rudolph, but I find that hard to believe because that guy is not a starter by any means. Sorry, even though he's had his moments, not a starter. So I definitely see an indication that Rodgers is linked to the Steelers. It's just a matter of getting some contracts probably figured out. I don't know how much Rodgers can really be demanding because, I talked to some people and even, did some research too. And it's like, is Rodgers really going to demand, $30 million over 2 years, X amount of dollars guaranteed? That it seems like an Aaron Rodgers thing to do. It's just a matter of, will it actually happen? My personal opinion, mm-hmm, I want to ask you too.
Yeah.
I see him going on a one-year deal, $10 to $12 million, but I can't imagine him asking for more.
I'd say that is probably the cap, because looking at Aaron Rodgers last year, he had an average QBR of like 50.
Yeah.
So he did not have the best season. I mean, to his standards, definitely. He's a future Hall of Famer, no doubt. But I don't see him, even if it's like a 2 year deal, I think like 10 mil is the max that he's getting.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, that's the only question mark I have right now. But I think Rodgers is definitely linked to the Steelers, though.
The next pick is the Los Angeles Chargers taking Omarion Hampton. Now, this is who we thought that Denver was going to pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's going to the Chargers, and they're just trying to build on that offense. I saw the Chargers taking maybe a wide receiver or someone on the defense, because I'm seeing all these memes where, Herbert only has McConkey to throw to. Nobody else can catch the ball.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like the pick for the Chargers. They definitely need help in the run game too. I know they signed Najee Harris, but they need other running backs. So it's good that they got another running back. I do like it. I thought that they would honestly take a wide receiver too, but they took a running back.
And the next pick is the first time that we've seen it live.
Holy cow.
ever in our lifetime. The Packers taking a wide receiver in Matthew Golden out of Texas. I mean, you know how much I was praising this guy in the mock draft. You guys got a solid one. You guys got a speedster. You guys got a tall wide receiver. Now, I know you and I kind of talked about it, and I think we're both in agreement that this probably means that Christian Watson's gone. So now you basically have – you have Dobbs, you have Golden, and you have Jaden Reed.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised just about by anybody who was at Lambeau. I couldn't believe my eyes when I heard Matthew Golden, my ears. But I'm, you know, at the time of the pick, I wasn't too thrilled about it, I'll be honest. However, the next day, I woke up and, you know, I'm like, you know what? Maybe this guy will give Jordan Love another weapon, get the offense going. You know, we do have Jaden Reed, who's another speedster. We use him in the backfield. So maybe Matthew Golden can take the top off. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what, you know, Matt LaFleur does with this offense. You know, we do still need help on the defensive side of the ball, but I can't be too mad about it. Matthew Golden's probably one of the best receivers in the draft, so can't be too upset with that.
The next pick was the Minnesota Vikings taking Donovan Jackson, guard out of Ohio State. I mean, yeah.
Let's get to the interesting one.
The New York Giants taking Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss.
Yeah.
When I heard this, my jaw dropped because I, for sure, when I was looking at Jackson Dart's film, he was a late second round, early third round pick. I did not see him going to the first round. Now, New York now has an interesting situation. They already have Jameis Winston. They already have Russell Wilson. And now they have a first round draft pick in Jackson Dart. Now, out of those three, Jackson Dart is not starting.
Yeah.
And also, they have Danny Dimes. Forgot about that. So, they have – no, they don't have him. They have
– he's on the Colts. Yeah.
Tommy DeVito. They have Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
So, I think out of those three – sorry, four, Russell Wilson's probably starting, and then you probably have Jameis Winston as quarterback too, and then – between DeVito and Jackson Dart, you have one of them on the practice squad and you have to cut one of them.
Well, I mean, Jackson Dart's a first round draft pick, so I think he will be second. I think Jameis Winston's the, you know, third QB. I just think he's a backup. But since Jackson Dart's a first round draft pick, there's no way he's, you know, not going to be the backup here. It is an interesting situation because maybe Russell Wilson's on this 1 year contract. Maybe after, you know, Jackson Dart sits for a year and then he plays next year. So I guess we'll see. The Giants definitely took an interesting direction with Jackson Dart instead of Shador. But, you know, they see something in Jackson Dart over Shador.
Next is the Atlanta Falcons taking James Pierce Jr. I mean, we touched on this earlier. The Falcons are actually making notable draft picks for once instead of what we saw last year. I mean, last year did end up working out because Kirk Cousins ended up being a bum. But, yeah, they definitely did pretty good in this draft. Atlanta taking, obviously, earlier in the draft, Jalen Walker, and now taking James Pierce Jr.
They better get this position right, Nick, because they gave up a haul of draft picks. They gave the Rams a first round next year, which I assume they're taking a quarterback next year, just off off the topic. But, yeah, they better get this pick right because they came in again for an edge rusher. So they're tired of their pass rush being bad. So hopefully they get it right. Next up, we have the Ravens taking Malachi Starks, safety. I can definitely see this pick because they did lose safety in the Marcus Williams in free agency. Mm-hmm. So, and pairing him up with, I believe, Kyle Hamilton in the backfield. I do like this pick. I mean, the Ravens secondary getting dangerous. I do like it.
Yeah, when I still saw him on the draft board, I was like, when is this guy going? I did the same thing with Terrion Arnold last year. I was like, I kept saying Terrion Arnold, Terrion Arnold. So Malachi Starks to Baltimore. And with the 28th pick, the Detroit Lions take Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Now, after this pick, I mean, I was kind of fuming. I was like, what the hell are we doing? Like,
yeah,
we already got Roy Lopez. We have Lee McNeil, who now is looking like he's probably missing half the season. We had DJ Reader. And I was like, we need to get another edge rusher, like, sometime, right? We have to. But after watching his film, I mean, this guy is a beast. This guy played almost all his games during his four-year career at Ohio State. Only missed, I think, like, two games overall, one due to illness. So this guy is a guy that could stay healthy. He's 330 pounds, but ran a 4.5 40, which is absolutely insane for his size. So this guy coming out of Ohio State, I'm excited. People were calling him the T-move version of Alim McNeil. I don't see that. So I definitely like this pick, and I like that we're beefing up that defensive line that got beat up last year. So interesting to see how he turns out in the NFL, because he was a solid player in college.
Yeah, I mean, I was confused. Honestly, the grading of him was not great for the Lions, but that was only because they could have addressed other needs. But, you know, as you said, after looking at his career at Ohio State, he is a good player, probably will be a good player, especially in Detroit's system. So we're looking forward to that one.
The next one was Washington taking Josh Cornerly Jr. I saw them taking an offensive lineman, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them taking – there's maybe a corner, but honestly, helping protect Jaden Daniels, I do like this pick a lot. But this was – I want to move on to the next one because this was the interesting one, I thought, Nick. Buffalo taking Maxwell Harrison. I mean, I like the pick for them. Obviously, a corner. They lost a couple corners in free agency and on the offseason. But, I mean, obviously from Kentucky, I'm super stoked that he got drafted here. But I was surprised by the other corners that, you know, Harrison went over. So that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, one of them being Will Johnson out of Michigan. I definitely felt like Will Johnson was a first-round draft pick. Now, seeing kind of what happened with him is kind of eye-opening a little bit, because I think everyone basically had him as like a first-round lock. I definitely feel like Maxwell Harrison, he fits their scheme, but I kind of felt like him going to Baltimore would have been a better pick. So interesting to see him go to Buffalo. Now, do we see him starting day one? Most likely, yes.
Definitely, yeah.
But do we see him blitzing? Because Buffalo is not known for blitzing, and Maxwell Harrison is more of a blitzing corner, so it would be interesting to see. But
yeah, the other notes on Maxwell was against Matthew Golden, for instance, he lines up far off the ball. Mm-hmm. He lines up far from the receiver because I don't know if he's scared or just doesn't want to get beat against a better receiver, but no, he is a good lockdown corner. It's just a matter of those big name players. What can he do? So I'm looking forward to that in Buffalo. Will they beef him up? Will, you know, probably make him better, definitely, but I'm excited to see him play in Buffalo.
The next pick, I mean, somehow Philadelphia finds a way to sneak a pick in and just absolutely blow things up for everybody else. They pick Jihad Campbell, linebacker out of Alabama. Yeah. Now, this pick for Philadelphia, may we say more, but this, I don't know what the grade was going into it, but this is an A-plus pick in my book. And Jihad Campbell sneaking this far in the first round is kind of surprising that no team kind of went after him. But yeah, Philadelphia is just able to come in and swoop them.
I'm surprised the Falcons took Jalen Walker over Jahad Campbell. I don't know exactly what the reasoning is for that, but I guess we'll see what Jahad Campbell does on the Eagles. I know he's a beast, so we'll hopefully see if Jalen Walker or Jahad Campbell's better in the long run.
And with the final pick of the first round of the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, was Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State, going to Kansas City. We all knew that an offensive lineman was getting picked for Kansas City, especially after what happened last year in the Super Bowl, where Patrick Mahomes was under pressure a lot. I believe he was sacked like 5 times when Philadelphia was only rushing 4. Josh Simmons, solid offensive lineman out of Ohio State. He's another guy that could stay healthy, and he is a guy that plays a lot like Penei Sewell type of player. He's a guy that can get out in front of the running back. So it definitely will be interesting to see how Josh Simmons fits into Kansas City's offense. I feel like he will fit in almost perfectly. So we will have to see how that shapes up. But with the NFL draft, I know I'm excited for the NFL season to start. I know you're excited for the NFL season to start. I hope you guys are also excited for the NFL season to start. I do know that the NFL schedule is being released in a couple of weeks. So we will have to see, especially when our teams are playing against each other, the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. And also, we are still working on getting the NFC North round table for you guys. We are still looking for a Chicago Bears fan to join that. So if you are a Chicago Bears fan, let us know in the comments or let us know on Twitter at GridironPodNFL, or you guys can let us know personally on Twitter at Nick T. Pitt and at MSteps _. And thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Gridiron Podcast. If you're a fan of the NFL and enjoy content covering football, then you should consider hitting that subscribe button, because we are here every single Thursday and brand new episodes coming out 6 p.m. every single Thursday. Like always, thank you guys for watching.